This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So the conversation started with us, and I think it's an interesting one, is Kevin Stefanski, the Browns, JB Bickerstaff. And then the last segment, before we went to a couple calls, I answered this, but I don't think you got a chance to. Because he might be the guy that gets you off the ground floor but doesn't get to the penthouse, doesn't mean that we have to rush the decision on him. Unless you think the obvious guy is in the building. But pretty much, like, there will be another Mike Vrabel. As much as I like Mike and think it just makes total sense, think he would speak to the fan base in a way that the Ivy Leaguers just doesn't. So you'd have your mix of really, really smart people with a guy who's really, really smart but speaks to the average Clevelander or the average Northeast Ohioan. And oh, by the way, has won a bunch of football games as well. Is a really smart head coach.
Yeah.
So I don't think he'd be going backwards. That, to me, is the best of both worlds. But again, that doesn't mean you have to fire. Like, I think Kevin is the JB Bickerstaff of the Cleveland Browns. That doesn't mean you have to make that move now.
Yeah,
you have to make it in time.
I also think, like, we got to look at this in the proper perspective, right? Like, Mike Vrabel, for instance, I think he's too successful of a head coach to be lumped into then, that's now Kenny Atkinson. Yeah, because the Cavs did have to roll the dice here. It's not as if Atkinson was some sort of awesome head coach in Brooklyn. He was well perceived. People liked him, Nick, but he wasn't what Vrabel was with Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, Vrabel was kind of around the NFL looked at as like kind of the wunderkind, which is interesting because, I mean, they had really four winning seasons out of six seasons.
Yeah, I mean, but we had a guy in that covers Golden State. I can't remember who exactly it was. I was going to ask Keith before the show.
But we had call him Mike.
Sure, let's call him Mike. It actually seems like it might have been a Mike.
More Tim.
Nah, it was more Mike than it was Tim.
Bruce?
He talked so much crap about Atkinson and the time that he was there with Golden State. Like, when we did the whole, like, what coach are they going to hire?
Yeah.
He talked so much about how Atkinson isn't the right guy. Atkinson is problematic. Atkinson is this. Atkinson. Like, it's not a slam dunk. For Vrabel, seems like a slam dunk to many NFL fans.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. But just because they went from JB to Kenny Atkinson doesn't mean you're following the same formula. Like, to me, this is more about Kevin. But do you think, by the way, like, when we get back to that question, if, because you agree, right? You think Kevin is their JB Bickerstaff?
I think Kevin is the type of guy that can get you to a good spot. That's like what I think. Kevin, when it's all said and done 15 years from now, I think he'll be perceived in a very similar way that JB Bickerstaff is perceived around the league, where it's like he can get you to a good spot. He's a good head coach. But that's about all that he's going to be good for there. And so, I hate that for Kevin, but that's just how I see it as of right now. And I defend Kevin often, but it's just how I think this is shaping out.
So if that is the case, and if the Browns agree with your assessment by the end of this season, does that mean you have to fire him?
I'm not there. I'm not there at the firing thing. Okay. I'm not there
and
yet.
And by the way, neither am I.
And I do think it. I think a caller last segment made a really good point about the position that the Cavs are in relative to the position the Browns are in. Atkinson is inheriting a core four. He's inheriting four guys that make $200 million. If you move off of Stefanski, like right now, next season, you might be back in that basement that you would need the type of guy that is Kevin Stefanski to go ahead and bring you back to a good spot.
Yeah, but I don't think those guys are... Okay, you can do worse from here, and that should be noted. You can do worse from here. But I think this job is more attractive now from the stability standpoint, and people are going to look at Myles Garrett and Denzel, and if JOK is healthy, and they're going to look at this and go, well, 2 years ago it was an 11-win team. This isn't the same thing as it had been You know, Kevin was the fourth head coach in 3 years with, I think it was four different play callers, with a quarterback you didn't choose. Like, there's talent here, and you get to pick your quarterback over the next 2 years.
How does someone like Ben Johnson perceive this job?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that. I don't think he's kind of the bell of the ball. Then again, I mean,
a Bobby Slowick, someone like that, you know what I mean? Some of these, and you're right, Ben Johnson's the bell of the ball, but like, how do those guys perceive this job?
That's another guy I want to hire. I want an experienced guy from here. And I think that's really important. I think if you go back to another guy who doesn't have experience, do you know what I think you're saying?
By the way, I agree with you on that. And that's why I mentioned Kingsbury earlier, because it's one of those, we were playing in that same realm of coaches. Like, they have the experience. They have that to themselves.
Yeah, but I'd like a good experience former NFL head coach.
You're not a Kingsbury guy. It's noted. Well noted.
216-474-0092. Let's go with Pee Wee football coach. I will also call you Mike.
Guys, it's so frustrating to listen to idiots talk about Coach Stefanski in a negative way. Here's bottom line. Like, I'm a four-time, maybe 12-time coach of the year for Pee Wee football because my sole purpose is finding the best athlete, the best runner, the biggest one, the strongest one. I give him the ball like 35 times a game, right? And as a result, we win games because the player makes plays and wins me games. I've got like a trophy wall. I'm like really good at this. Coach Stefanski was a two-time coach of the year because the players made plays. What's happening now, unfortunately, is they're not making plays and he looks like a bad coach. If he got fired right now, he'd be hired tomorrow.
Sorry, right? Cliches.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's again, I sign autographs on, like, I'm really good at what I do because I let my players make plays and they make plays.
How hard do you yell at those little bastards?
Oh no, man. I give them ice cream after the game. Everyone's a winner. It's so awesome.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Enough of that guy. You wanted to do it all day.
I didn't think he'd swing in on the bit that hard.
I don't think he was prepared for anything beyond the 15 seconds that we gave him. I think he thought he was going to get run off, and you're like, let's see where you take
for,
this, man.
For a minute, I thought it was like a funny shot at Ken, maybe, because Ken is but then I was when I he when we went that. To the 10 or 12 things, I was like, I think this guy might actually, this might not be a bit. This guy actually believes this. By the way, if your only defense of Kevin Stefanski is two-time coach of the year, which is an award that is voted on by people who do not cover every team every single game, that is problematic. What was the other defense of it? When he's had good players, he's won? Or did the players look good when they've won and all of a sudden look crappy when they've lost? It's a sign that the coach doesn't really have a lot to do with it. I don't think that's a great sign either.
Not a great sign.
I just think this pass that Stefanski gets is just wild to me. He's the only head coach in Cleveland Browns history. Like, guys, there were people...
Well, that's the thing, though, is we're hanging on and we're clinging on to good. The same way some people clung on to what we perceived to be was good with J.B. Bickerstaff. I mean, it's not hard to see better days on the horizon. You just have to look at someone like Atkinson and see what the change has been there. You can get rid of good and make it a lot better.
Eddie and Westlake, what's up, buddy? What you got for us?
Hey, you know what? I think you guys. This is the thing. Yeah, I'm kind of torn because I really don't want to get rid of him after having this one bad year like this because he had a lot of stuff not going his way. But the other thing I'm torn about is if they continue to lose and quarterback is what they're taking early, then do you want Kevin Stefanski? I mean, at the end of the day, man, like there's been other big quarterbacks that looked good in his system for a period of time. And then they looked, then they fizzled out. I don't know. You know, like Baker Mayfield was looking good for a certain period of time. And then he didn't, and then, you know, Flacco looked good, you know,
That's one too many.
I think we got what you're saying, though.
I actually think that's one of the most overstated things.
That's the dangerous part of Stefanski, isn't it, Nick?
Yeah.
Is that he shows you just enough, and he has players that show you just enough. You know it's good. It's not bad. But we go back to the same reason why they upgraded over Baker, or thought they were upgrading over Baker. Like, you, at some point, you need the guy to take you to the next level.
Well, and it's just... I just think the quarterback thing is like, guys, it's not that hard to make good quarterbacks. Like Jacoby Brissett, guys, he looked the same in Cleveland like he did in Indianapolis. And there's a reason Jacoby didn't get a starting job out of that one either. Like Baker's looked better in Tampa in his last 2 years than he did at his peak in Cleveland. Now, maybe that's not all on Kevin, because
there's some maturity there.
Well, there's some maturity, and let's be honest with you, Kevin was digging out of a crevasse of Baker having three different play callers and three different head coaches in his first 2 years. That is bird brain when it comes to development of a young quarterback. Stability is the best friend, so I'll give you that. But okay, but then I can't give you the pass for Kevin making the decision to play on Baker when Baker wasn't playing well, or when Baker was hurt. Like, guys, that is something that a real leader does. We've made it into this idea that Kevin isn't responsible for making the decision on guys' play. Well, it's just a doctor's decision. Yeah, that is a head coach decision. Like, if a head coach in other spots, if a head coach is like, well, the doctors have cleared him, but I don't think he can go, players don't play.
It's an all-encompassing thing, for sure it is.
And it's just so weird, like the things that you can hammer Kevin on, it's like, well, that's not his fault. Well, okay, then we're just not having an honest conversation about this because you are afraid of going back to Pat Shurmur.
Well, like, and that's the heart of it, right? That's the heart of it, is people are just, they're scared of going back to Pat Shurmur.
Like, good coaches aren't that hard to find in the NFL. That's just a sign of how dumb the Browns have been and how flawed their hiring processes have been for a very long time. Like, he's a good coach. And by the way, that narrative should change if he goes 2-15. It's hard. It is much easier to go 11-5 than it is to go 2-15 if you've been in a place for 5 years. That doesn't mean they automatically should fire him. But this idea that there's some sort of gilded seal for this guy, I just don't see it. 216-474-0092. Not going to do it. Is Kevin Stefanski, JB Bickerstaff for the Cleveland Browns. When we come back, we debuted it last week. We bring it back with a new name. It is time for The Narrative. Is that good? Is that good?
It was a big punch, I'll tell you that.
The Narrative with Jonathan Peterlin on 92.3 The Fan.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.